Mac, episode 37, a look at Apple's approaching media event and a program that will provide you with spaces of fun. Let's get this party started. Apple will be hosting a media event tomorrow, September 12th, in San Francisco, and sent out invitations reading, "It's Showtime." This almost proves without a doubt iTunes users will be seeing an update to the music store to not only include music, podcasts, TV shows, and audiobooks, but full-length, full-featured movies. This is big. The cost of movies is predicted to be $15 for new releases and $10 for old goodies. There are some major questions raised by this release, such as, how could I have lived without this for so long? And how will I be able to afford my house now that I just purchased 1,000 new movies? Bandwidth is a major issue, and we'll see how Apple solves this issue tomorrow. Maybe they'll employ some sort of BitTorrent system. We'll just have to wait and see. The event will start at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so you can sleep in a bit and still catch the latest news. The major question is, besides the movie store, what will they release? A new iPod Nano? The real video iPod? An Airport Express that streams video from your computer to your TV? Or an update to the MacBook Pro? How about a new iPhone? The questions are driving Mac users everywhere crazy. I don't know how anyone is going to be able to sleep tonight. The last thing I wanted to mention was a program that's very similar to an application that was announced to be included in Leopard, that's available now for free. The program is called Virtue Desktop, and allows users to have open 4 different environments in which to work with. This could increase usability as well as provide you with the ability to become 4 times as productive as you are now, with the click of a button. The only downside to the program is that it eats up RAM. If you don't have a lot of RAM, I would not recommend using it extensively. It's available now at virtuedesktops.info. Enjoy. And that concludes my welcome back episode. The reason I haven't updated it in over 3 weeks is that I was on vacation and was swamped getting back to school. But now that that's over, expect a new episode about once a week. The summer session thing kinda sizzled out when I realized I wouldn't be able to produce all 10. I had a lot of episodes written out, but never got around to producing them. You can check out my website at allthingsmacintosh.googlepages.com, or leave a review on iTunes. Thanks for sticking in there. Jason Katz, out.